At the turn of 1911 and 1912, a small municipal collection and other artifacts from Boppard became the basis for a new museum. The emphasis initially was on archaeological finds. Then, in 1913, a personal donation by the artist Rudolf Stang became the basis for various special collections. At the same time, the collection of everyday items and other objects grew. At the beginning of the 1930s, the museum, run by volunteers, was accommodated in just a few rooms on the ground floor of the castle. After the war, Boppard Museum was the only one in the area for a while. In the second half of the 1950s, the mayor was a great supporter of the museum, following in the tradition of his predecessors. In 1981, a total of 42 ink drawings by the Boppard artist Nikolaus Schlad were put in the museum. This collection, with its views of the town, represents an impressive documentation of the townscape between 1834 and 1865. In 1977, the special collections were extended by work bequeathed by the artist Hans Jures, which initially was housed in the south wing of the castle. At about the same time, a comprehensive redesign and enlargement of the collections and exhibitions took place. The topic of Tornit became the main focus and was updated in 1996, 200 years after the birth of Michel Tornit. Various temporary exhibitions followed, including, amongst others, one about the partnership between the Japanese town of Ulma and the Japan researcher Philipp Franz Freiherr von Siebold, who lived for a time in Boppard. There is still a small collection from this exhibition in existence today. Modern-day artists also found and continue to find room for their work here. In 2005, extensive restoration works began, and in 2009, the museum was temporarily shut. The collection of around 3,000 objects had to be moved to make room for the pending redevelopment work. In this phase of the building works, up until 2015, a new museum concept was worked on, which ties in with the current room situation and up-to-date knowledge. The castle itself, including its building history, has become a main focus of the new exhibition, alongside the topics of town history and Tornit.